Finally, after all the mess, after all the lies, after all the attempts to tarnish your name, justice has been served, and not just quietly, not behind the scenes, but loud and clear for everyone to witness. You've been vindicated, the truth has come out, and the people who tried to destroy your peace, your reputation, or your joy are now having to face what they thought they'd never have to: consequences. This isn't just about one person being exposed. This is about you being restored. For a long time, you may have walked through life with a shadow over your name. Rumors, gossip, lies meant to make you look like the villain in a story where you were the one surviving the storm. People may have looked at you sideways. They may have believed the whispers without ever asking you for the truth. But now, the truth speaks louder than any rumor ever could. Justice isn't always swift, but it always arrives. And when it does, it reveals everything. It reveals who lied, who manipulated, who plotted in the dark while pretending to clap in the light. But most importantly, it reveals you, as the one who stood tall, held your ground, and stayed rooted in truth even when your character was being dragged through the mud. What's powerful is this: you didn't have to scheme or retaliate to get justice. Your integrity did the work, your patience paid off, your silence spoke volumes, and now those same people who once laughed, doubted, or distanced themselves are having to confront a new reality. You were telling the truth the whole time. And for those who tried to bring corruption into your world, who played dirty to dim your light, they're paying for it in ways they never expected. Not just in losses they can count, but in things they can't reclaim: trust, respect, connection, access to you. They didn't just lose control, they lost you, and that's not something they'll get back. Let it be known, this is your moment of vindication. If people once believed the lies, now they see the light. You've been restored. You've been redeemed. And the chapter they wrote without your consent, it's being rewritten by truth, by justice, and by your undeniable glow. There's something powerful about this moment you're standing in, because now it's clear. What once was distorted, misrepresented, twisted to make you look like the problem has finally come into the light. Justice has been served, and your name is being restored in ways only heaven could orchestrate. For so long, you may have tried to tell people, that's not what it is. You might have explained, defended yourself, or even gone quiet when the lies got too loud. But now, the truth is undeniable. The mask has come off the ones who slandered you. The truth, no matter how long it took, finally rose to the surface. And people are realizing they were misled. Some of them genuinely didn't know, others didn't want to know, but now that everything's been exposed, they're stunned. That story they clung to, it was doctored. That version of you they believed, it was fiction. And while you may never get the apologies you deserve, what you did get is something far more powerful: vindication. There were moments you probably wanted to give up, times when it felt like no one believed you, when the false narrative took root, when the smear campaign seemed louder than your truth. You may have had to walk away just to protect your peace, and even that silence spoke volumes. Because distance, too, can be a powerful stance. It shows what you're no longer willing to accept. And now, those who caused harm are facing the consequences. Some may call it karma, others call it accountability. But one thing's for sure, they can't run from it. What they dished out has circled back. And now that the tables have turned, suddenly they feel wronged. Suddenly they want grace. But they had none for you, didn't they? You fought the good fight. You've carried truth when it was heavy. And now the weight is lifting. You're not here to gloat. You're here to breathe, to rebuild, to walk into a future no longer clouded by lies or injustice. You did what most wouldn't. You stood in integrity while being falsely judged. Let that sink in. Justice didn't just restore your name, it re-established your power. And now, all that's left for you to do is rise. You fought the good fight. You held your ground when it would have been easier to give in, and now justice has spoken on your behalf. You've finally been vindicated. The truth is out there, and the fog that once clouded your name, your actions, and your integrity has finally cleared. People now see you for what you always were: someone who stood firm, spoke truth, and did things the right way from the very beginning. It's not easy holding on to what's right when you're surrounded by people who twist stories and play the victim after they've caused the damage. You know that energy, the kind that tries to break you down and then acts innocent when the gavel comes down. But justice doesn't sleep, and even if it took time, even if the process tested every ounce of your strength, it was always moving behind the scenes on your behalf. This kind of victory isn't about money, it's about your name, your truth, your peace. Like Judge Judy always says, you've got to come in with clean hands. And that's exactly what you did. That's why justice found you, because you stayed righteous when it would have been easier to get even. You stayed honest when lies were being sold and bought all around you. You stayed grounded even when it felt like nobody was listening. Let it be known, the celebration is real, because now you're free. Free from the false narratives, free from the burden of needing to explain yourself, free from the opinions of people who never cared to know the truth. You get to move forward with your head held high, not just because you won, but because you never stooped low to do it. And sure, some folks are spiraling now. They're mad. They're messy. They're trying to rewrite the story again, minimize the damage, or pass the blame. But it's too late. The truth has planted its roots. Your name has been cleared. Your peace has returned. So go on and live freely. Rejoice in this clarity. You don't owe them closure. They made the mess, and now they're forced to sit in it. You, on the other hand, are rising. And justice? Justice made sure everyone saw it happen. Now that justice has finally been served, everything is becoming crystal clear, not just for you, but for everyone who was watching. The lies didn't stick, the manipulation didn't win, and the damage they tried to cause? It ended up lighting a fire in you that they never saw coming. They didn't end you, they fueled your rise. And now that you're standing on the other side of it all, living freely, living fully, they're mad. It's wild, isn't it? The very people who tried to break you are now claiming to be hurt by your victory, as if your healing, your success, your truth somehow wounds them. But that's how distorted things can get when people are more comfortable with the lie than they are with the truth. You didn't win through deception. You didn't fight dirty. You stayed grounded, stayed righteous, and did what was right. Even when it hurt, even when it was lonely, even when it felt unfair. And now you get to breathe. You get to smile without explaining. You get to live without carrying the weight of proving yourself to people who chose not to see you clearly the first time. You didn't just survive what they did, you thrived in spite of it. That's why it stings. This is your moment to celebrate. You get to reclaim what was taken. You get to live without fear of judgment or whispers. If they couldn't see your heart then, they'll never understand the strength it took to walk through all of that and still come out with integrity intact. You were always the truth, the one who made sense in the chaos, the one who brought light where others tried to cast shadows. You didn't ask to be the one who had to stand up, to call things out, to speak what others were afraid to say, but you did it, and for that, you've been vindicated. Let them deal with their guilt. Let them sort through their denial. Your job now is to live, to breathe, to enjoy the peace you earned, and maybe even pray for them, because they're going to need grace to face the weight of what they tried to put on you. Justice wasn't just served, it crowned you.